What an amazing thing Jesus did for us, dying on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And it is very appropriate for us to remember this event through the memorial. As we call our attention to it, I want to talk a little bit about a silly side of it, something that some people think is odd. And that's how we do it. We take this piece of bread and we break off just the tiniest little piece. And then we're going to pass around the cups, and they're the tiniest little cups. I don't think they're sold or used for anything but this. As far as the bread, if you want more, you can go to Costco and they will give you free samples, and nothing will be as small as what we're about to partake. And so the question is, why so little? Why do we take just a little crumb and barely a sip? I want to consider three answers to that. The first one really isn't an answer at all. It's not why we do it, but it is something it reminds me of. When I hold just a tiny piece of bread in my hand and I'm thinking about Jesus, one of the things it reminds me of is I don't need much. This was one of those things that was illustrated as a great statement of faith within scriptures. There was a woman in Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 22, who had this issue that had created a situation where she was considered unclean. And she had tried to get it resolved and could not. None of the doctors of her day could solve her problem. And she knew about Jesus' great power. He was the solution to her problem. But she showed great faith because she said, all I need to do is get in this crowd. I don't need his attention. I don't need him to wave his hands or say anything. I just got to touch the very edge of his cloak and I'll be healed. And she was exactly right. And there was a Canaanite woman in Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. A Canaanite woman who's got a child who is in desperate need. And you can imagine how desperate any parent would be in that situation. And she hears about Jesus and she knows he has the power that she needs. And she calls upon Jesus to have mercy on her and her child. And Jesus says something odd there about how what's for the children should not be given to the dogs. And what Jesus is saying is that I'm not here for the Canaanites, I'm here for the Israelites right now. And her response impressed Jesus because she said, yes, but even the dogs have some crumbs to feed on. And what she is saying is, I'm not asking for a lot of power from you. I just need a crumb. I just need a little. And when I partake of the Lord's Supper and all I take is a crumb, I'm reminded of this. Jesus is awfully powerful. And his sacrifice, specifically Hebrews 10 and verse 10, sanctifies all for all time. Or in 1 John 2 and verse 2, it's not just a propitiation for us, but for all the world. One sacrifice has been sufficient for all time and enough for all people. As big as our problem is with sin, we only need a little. But that's not the reason. It's not the reason why it has become tradition for us to take just a little bit of a crumb. The reason is because of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, there were two issues that were occurring within the church, and both of them result in us taking just a little bit. The first one was that they had changed the nature of this Lord's Supper. And what they had done is they had turned it into a common meal. And so he talks about how some of them were drunk, and the point there is they've had an excess, they've had a great fill. And what he says in chapter 11, verse 20, he says, therefore, when you meet together, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in your eating, each one takes his own supper first, and one is hungry and another is drunk. And he says, what you've done by turning it into a common meal is you've taken it from being the Lord's Supper at all. And by making it a large amount, something that was in excess, something that would satisfy hunger, it ceased to be what Jesus wanted it to be. So we partake of a little to keep it from being a lot. Or in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 22, what Paul says is, this isn't the place, this isn't the time for us to satisfy our hunger. If you're taking enough to where you are, if you're saying, oh, my stomach's grumbling, I can't wait for the Lord's Supper, you're missing the point. So he says in verse 22, what, do you not have houses in which to eat and drink? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? Down in verse 34, if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that you will not come together for judgment. So this is not the time, this isn't the place to satisfy hunger. That's not what it's about. And he explains then in verse 23 through 26, Jesus didn't give them bread to say, here, be satisfied, be full. He gave them it and said, this means something. And so when we hold just a small cup or just a little crumb, we're not supposed to think about bread or fruit of the vine. We're supposed to think about what it means. This is his body. This is his blood. And what happens when we get that wrong? When we start thinking about this is bread and I'm hungry, or this is fruit of the vine and I'm thirsty, is then there is this judgment that comes. And that's what happens in verse 27 and following. And all the way down to verse 34, he warns them about how we are eating and drinking judgment unto ourselves. All the way down to verse 34, we already read it, but it says, if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that you will not come together for judgment. If we forget what it means and instead focus on the food of it, there is judgment for us. So we take just a little bit. And the third reason why we take just a little bit is because of the second problem they had, and that is to make sure everyone has some. I assure you, I sit right here, I'm usually the first one who gets it, I can down this stuff. I could eat the whole thing. But you should have the right to partake. And what I'm doing when I take just a little bit is I'm also thinking about you. We do it together. We share in the Lord. And so he says in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 21 and 22, for in your eating and each one takes his own supper first, and one is hungry, one didn't get anything, and the other is drunk. What, do you not have houses in which to eat and drink? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? They were shaming some of the people because some of them didn't even get to partake. And his solution there at the end of the chapter, in chapter 11 verse 33, so then my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. The purpose behind that is make sure everybody gets to partake. And so I take just a little bit to make sure the people behind me will have some. And so when you get it and you decide how much you're going to break off, just remember, you're saving some for others. And when you receive it, just remember, others saved it for you. The Lord's Supper is not a private memorial. It's a together thing. Together, as one, we all partake and we all remember this is the amazing Savior who died for our sins. Let us remember him the way he asked to be remembered.